Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Sri Lanka sign agreements in defense, energy and trade sectors to promote strategic and developmental partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sri Lanka holds special place in India's neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision. Sri Lanka confers Mitra Vibhushan medal on Prime Minister Modi. BSF foils an infiltration bid in Jammu and Kashmir, shooting down a Pakistani intruder along Jammu international border. Global economists warn of US recession post President Trump's tariff moves. In shooting, India's Sifth Corps Samra clinches gold in women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai and Rajasthan Royals to face Punjab Kings in Chandigarh today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike in Colombo today, aimed at bolstering the strategic and developmental partnership between the two neighbours. Several agreements in various sectors, including defence, energy and trade, were signed in the presence of the two leaders. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that President Desanaike had chosen India for his first foreign visit, calling it a reflection of the deep and special ties between the two nations. He said Sri Lanka holds a significant place in India's neighbourhood first policy and mission security and growth for all in the region, that is, Sagar.
Our neighbourhood first policy and vision Mahasagar, dono mein Sri Lanka ka vishesh sthan hai. पिछले चार महीनों में राष्ट्रपति दिशानायक की भारत यात्रा के बाद से हमारे सहयोग में उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है. सांपुर सोलर पावर प्लांट से श्रीलंका की ऊर्जा सुविधा में मदद मिलेगी. मल्टी प्रोडक्ट पाइपलाइन के निर्माण और त्रिंकोमाली को ऊर्जा हब के रूप में विकसित किए जाने के लिए जो समझौता हुआ है उसका लाभ श्रीलंका के सभी लोगों को मिलेगा.
The two leaders also discussed the long-standing fishermen issue and agreed to adopt a humanitarian approach. Mr. Modi stressed the need for the quick release of detained fishermen and the return of their boats. They also touched upon the importance of reconciliation.
हमने मछुआरों की आजीविका से जुड़े मुद्दों पर भी चर्चा की. हम सहमत हैं कि हमें इस मामले में एक मानवीय अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ना चाहिए. हमने मछुआरों को तुरंत रिहा किया जाने और उनकी बोट्स को वापस भेजने पर भी बल दिया.
The Prime Minister said in the past 6 months, India has converted over $100 million in loans into grants for Sri Lanka. He announced that India has also decided to lower the interest rates as part of a bilateral debt restructuring agreement, which will provide immediate relief to the people of Sri Lanka. He added that India will provide approximately 2.4 billion Sri Lankan rupees for the development of the eastern province.
हमने श्रीलंका में reconstruction और reconciliation पर भी बात की. राष्ट्रपति दिशानायक ने अपने समावेशी दृष्टिकोण के बारे में मुझे बताया. हम आशा करते हैं कि श्रीलंका सरकार तमिलों की आकांक्षाओं को पूरा करेगी और श्रीलंका में संविधान के पूर्ण implementation और प्रोविजनल काउंसिल इलेक्शन कराने की अपनी प्रतिबद्धता को पूरा करेगी.
Expressing optimism, Modi said he is happy to see Sri Lanka back on the path of progress and is proud that India has consistently stood by Sri Lanka like a true neighbor. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike praised Prime Minister Modi's vision of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, calling it timely and relevant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the Mitra Vibhushan Award from Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike. Mr. Modi said it's an honour to 140 crore Indians and shows the historical relation and deep friendship between the people of the two countries. Mr. Modi thanked the Sri Lankan President, the government of Sri Lanka and the people of Sri Lanka. More from our correspondent.
Conferring the Indian Prime Minister with the highest honor that is accorded to a foreign head of government, President Dissanayake highlighted the strong and deep relations that exist between the two nations. The Sri Lankan president also reaffirmed that Sri Lanka will not allow its territory to be used in any manner inimical to India's security or regional stability. Several crucial agreements, including defense cooperation agreement, were finalized in today's event. PM Modi mentioned that among the crucial decisions taken during the discussions held today included converting the $100 million loans into grants. Apart from the multi-sectoral grant assistance, worth 2.4 billion Sri Lankan rupees for the development of Eastern Province. Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister was accorded the ceremonial welcome in Colombo. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening on a three-day state visit to the island nation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was shot dead along the international border in Jammu late last night. The PRO BSF Jammu said an intruder was seen crossing the international border in the Jammu border area on the intervening night of 4th and 5th of April and was subsequently neutralized in the border outpost Abdulian in the Arispura sector. The identity and motive of the intruder is being ascertained. The BSF spokesperson said a strong protest is being lodged with Pakistani counterpart regarding the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, during his visit to Chhattisgarh, is attending the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada of Bastar Division. Bastar Pandum, that is Bastar Utsav, is being organized to revive the rich tribal art and culture of Bastar and bring it in front of the country and abroad. Under this three-day program, competitions were organized in seven disciplines including tribal dance, folk dance, tribal drama, musical instruments, costumes, jewelry, crafts and cuisine. The divisional level competition started on 3rd of April under Bastar Pandum concluded today. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai, Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma, Arun Sao and other public representatives are also present on the occasion. Earlier, the Union Home Minister offered prayers at Ma Danteshwari Temple in Dantewada. Mr. Shah will also hold a review meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur this evening. The last rites of legendary film actor and director Manoj Kumar were held with full state honours at the Pavan Hans Crematorium in Mumbai today. The renowned actor passed away yesterday at a private hospital in Mumbai after a prolonged illness. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Actors and personalities from the Indian film industry, including Amitabh Bachchan, Abhishek Bachchan, Prem Chopra, Saleem Khan, Anu Malik, Dheeraj Kumar and Raza Murad, along with family members and friends, were present to pay their final respects to the legendary Manoj Kumar. Manoj Kumar enjoyed a long and illustrious career spanning nearly four decades, delivering iconic films such as Wo Kaun Thi, Shaheed, Upkar, Himalay Ki God Mein, Gumnaam, Patthar Ke Sanam, Roti Kapda Aur Makan, Kranti, Purab Aur Pashchim, among others. He was fondly known to his fans and the Indian film fraternity as Bharat Kumar, owing to his films that celebrated national pride and the spirit of unity. He was honored with the National Film Award, the Padma Shri and the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in Indian cinema. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Deputy Prime Minister of the country, Babu Jagjivan Ram, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Jagjivan Ram's lifelong struggle for the rights of the deprived and the oppressed will always remain a source of inspiration. The birth anniversary of the prominent socialist leader is celebrated as Samata Divas. Today is National Maritime Day. The day is observed annually on April 5 to commemorate the maiden voyage of SS Loyalty in 1919, a pivotal moment in India's shipping history. Recalling India's rich maritime history, Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video in a social media post. He highlighted the role played by the maritime sector in nation building and asserted the government will continue to strengthen the maritime sector and ports for India's progress. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the day in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said, India's maritime sector is a key pillar of the nation's economy with a glorious history spanning several millennia.
युवा शक्ति महाशक्ति और आज एक मैरीटाइम नेशन होने के नाते हम लोगों ने महसूस की है हमें अलग अलग वर्टिकल पे कितना काम करनी है अगर दुनिया की सबसे शक्तिशाली मैरीटाइम नेशन के हिसाब से अपना पहचान बनाना है तो निश्चित रूप से आज की युवा को विशेष भूमिका पालन करना होगा.
Global brokerages and economists have warned an impending U.S. recession after factoring in the impact of reciprocal tariffs announced by the Donald Trump administration. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company says it expects real GDP to contract under the weight of the tariffs, and for the full year, they look for real GDP growth of -0.3%, down from 1.3% previously. The bank's chief U.S. economist, Michael Feroli, said the forecast contraction in economic activity is expected to depress hiring and raise the unemployment rate to 5.3% over time. Citi economists have cut this year's forecast for growth to just 0.1%, while UBS economists reduced their forecast to a mere 0.4%. UBS chief U.S. economist Jonathan Pingle said they expect U.S. imports to fall by more than 20% over their forecast horizon, mostly in the next several quarters, bringing import share in GDP to pre-1986 levels. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has called for unity between Denmark and Greenland in response to growing pressure from the United States. She emphasized that two parts of the kingdom must remain closely aligned to safeguard their shared interests. The Danish Prime Minister said the most effective response to U.S. pressure is for Greenland and Denmark. Frederick's remarks came as U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance reaffirmed Washington's growing strategic interest in Greenland. In an interview with an American media on Thursday, Vance described Greenland as critical to U.S. national security and pledged that the United States would protect its interests there. The Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of northwest India during the next 4 to 5 days. Heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over isolated places in Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days and in Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Gujarat till the 9th of this month. University Grants Commission, UGC, has decided to establish a standardized equivalence framework for students who completed their education abroad and want to integrate into India's higher education system or workforce. UGC, in its notification, stated that the Commission has developed a transparent, technology-driven mechanism for recognizing foreign qualifications from schools and higher education institutes. The government has approved over 1,280 crore rupees of additional assistance to Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory of Puducherry as relief for natural disasters they faced last year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said the government had deputed interministerial central teams to these states immediately after the calamities without waiting for the receipt of a formal memorandum. On to sports. In shooting, India's Sifth Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Sifth delivered a composed and clinical performance in the final, winning her first World Cup gold with a score of 458.6. Germany's Anita Mangold won the silver with 455.3. On the other hand, Asian Games medalist shooter Chen Singh secured bronze in the men's event, opening India's medal account at the competition. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals at 3:30 p.m. in Chennai, while Rajasthan Royals will face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Chandigarh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Sri Lanka signed agreements in defence, energy and trade sectors to promote strategic and developmental partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Sri Lanka holds special place in India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Sri Lanka confers Mitra Vibhushan medal on Prime Minister Modi. BSF foils an infiltration bid in Jammu and Kashmir, shooting down a Pakistani intruder along Jammu international border. Global economists warn of US recession post-President Trump's tariff moves. In shooting, India's Sifth Kaur Samra clinches gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And with that, we end the midday news.